Keeping a roof over your head in the UK is becoming increasingly more expensive and problematic. A new State of the Nation report by homeless charity Crisis and the Joseph Rowntree Foundation paint an alarming picture of the country's growing housing crisis. There's been a 10% rise in those housed in temporary accommodation and a 6% spike in those forced to sleep rough. Don Butler is a Labour politician working in Brent in the west of London.
This government has come in and they've decided that they're going to have universal credits. And for a situation in Brent, for example, if you've got a couple with three children, they're about almost £200 short a week in their rental income, £9,000 a year, which means that they just literally cannot afford to pay their rent or live in Brent. So the alternative is to move out of the area or they become homeless.
As the debate continues about the best ways to tackle the effects of a growing housing crisis, thousands of families across the capital, as well as the rest of the United Kingdom, are facing an uncertain housing future. Spiraling house prices, a lack of affordable accommodation options, and welfare reforms have all converged to add growing misery on already overstretched British budgets. The government disputes this, stating an extra £190 million has been allocated to local councils.
If the government doesn't see the correlation between their policies and the rise in homelessness, then they are more out of touch than any of us can ever imagine. I mean, come on. It's just ludicrous to think that it doesn't link. There isn't a link there. And the statistics and the stats and the people speak for themselves.
With a shortfall in available housing stock and a squeezing of existing budgets, many more families will find themselves without a roof over their heads before the current crisis is addressed. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.